الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight we commence our discourse with very sad and tragic news. After Maghrib, we received the news that our Haji Ahmad Isa, the father of Haji Shiraz Isa, he was with us in Hajj, Haji Shiraz Isa, the brother of Haji Jumma Isa, passed away in Marisburg, Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And immediately when we finish here at 9 o'clock, then we will have to rush to Marisburg because pick-up time there is 10:15 for the janazah. Allah Jalla Wala grant the marhum Jannatul Firdaus. Almighty Allah grant the family Sabre Jameel. Let us just make this our starting point and draw lessons from there. What did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala inform us? Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. There is none who will live and stay forever. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. Everyone shall perish except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. He is the only Khalik, only Malik, the only creator and exclusive owner. Hence Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminded us, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. And what is that? Death. We live in the best houses, the best flats, we drive the smartest cars, we have the greatest amount of assets, but what do? One day we have to leave this world. Pirane Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah, who is buried in Baghdad, and I was there in 2000, we find Hazrat Pirani Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah is reminding us in Ghunyatul Talibin, his famous magnum opus and work, O insan, you are here on this earth. Think of all these advices he is giving us. He is the sage of the age. He is Pirani Pir. What does he say? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. How many kafan and shrouds are being washed every day? But the person who's going to go into that kafan and shroud, where is he? Where am I? Where are you? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. We are so busy in the mall. We are so busy in the mall, in the market, in the bazaar, we become oblivious that one day we have to leave this world. Pirani Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. How many kafan are being washed daily? And the person who has to go into that coffin and shroud is busy in the marketplace. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ How many graves are being dug daily? Tonight we will be there at the Mountain Rai Cemetery, and I'm sure you will find one or two empty vacant graves. If you come to where I am in Lanesia, Avalon Cemetery we call it, there they have 8-9 graves daily. Who will be the next one to be buried? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ But the person who has to go into that grave, me and you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, we are deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. Today, my son just passed examination with 8-9 distinctions. My daughter just got proposed, and we find that very soon, next month, she'll be getting married. We're making preparations for the nikah and walima. So many occasions of joy and happiness. We ask Maulana, maaf Maulana ki. So we ask Maulana, I want to buy the new car. Which day is the best day? He said, take it out in Muharram on the Jumu'ah, take it out on Ashura. And Allah will give it long life and long mileage. And then you go for proposal with the BMW. If you go with a Toyota or Nissan, the family will say they want to make istikhara. And if you go with a BMW, be my wife, they say, it's all right. Lungile. So it's all right. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ How many graves are being dug daily? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ But the person, on the occasions of joy and happiness, he is deceived with it. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Piran Pir Hazrat states, وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ How many a person is smiling today? And then, because my health is excellent, my wealth is increasing, my children are excelling, my wife is looking more beautiful by the day. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ Ey insan! Very soon, you will be halak. You also will leave this world. I also will leave this world. Start from the beginning now. It is the last moments of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life here on this earth. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his Mubarak fingers and places it in the water. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Learn the dua of Ummah. This is not fiction. This is not Hollywood, Bollywood and Robin Hood. This is reality. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, when I looked at Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I realized my brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu came with a miswak. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted the miswak. And I chewed it, softened it, and then I gave it to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the farewell advices. What was the farewell advices? As-salah, as-salah. Wa ma malakat aymanukum. O Ummah, guard your salat. Over your subordinates, your wife, your children, your employees, you fulfill their rights. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last words, leaving this world, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ O Allah, I'm coming to you, O Allah. You see, these are the lessons we need to learn. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُ مَيِّتُونَ It's long incident mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, various compilations. But we go to the beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She saw her father leaving this world. And when she had to speak, what did she say, O Ummah and Muslimah, O Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah? What did Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha say? Subbat alayya masaibu, law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. She cried, she wept and said, Subbat alayya masaibu. Such a calamity had befallen me that if that calamity had to fall on the day should have been transformed into the night, because it is such that the greatest calamity that befell the Ummah, the wafat of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you carry on, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. On his ring was engraved, remember about death. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, kafa bil mawti wa'idhan ya Umar. O Umar, death is sufficient to give you advice. Then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, martyred. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, leave this world. Then comes the time of Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the beloved Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the month of Muharram starts, we remember the sacrifices, the contribution of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And this is my lesson today to you, my brothers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَآلِيكُمْ نَارًا. In Surah 66, verse 6, Almighty Allah teaches us a lesson. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, save yourself and save your children, your family members from the fire. So how do we save everyone from the fire? From destruction and failure, how? We might think that this is the prescription, that is the prescription. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us three things. I want each one of you, my brothers, take this message home. It's not mine. We are just conveying the message of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. The hadith is mentioned in Tabarani. Addibu awladakum ala thalathi khilal. Teach your children, your offspring, your grandchildren three great qualities. Number one, what must you teach them, O Ummah? Hubba nabiyyikum, how to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be honest, my brothers. You as a father, as a dada, nana, you my mother's sisters listening. When last did we sit with our children and teach them how to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When? I remember very well, I'm in my 60s now. When I go back in my life, 55, 60 years old, my nani ma, she passed away on the 27th night, Ramadan, very, very pious, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. She used to sit, and we used to sit around nani ma. Nani ma used to tell us stories of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Sahaba, about Pirane Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Julani. I'm studying for so many years, some story nani ma taught us, I still can't find the reference of it. I don't know from which kitab in India, maybe. But that is not important. What was important, she instilled the love of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. That is the important lesson. Now let's start. How much love? Let's go to the men. So we go to the Shair of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who? Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. For Hassan in Masjid Nabawi, for Hassan radiallahu anhu, a special mimbar was put, a special pulpit was put. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus. Ya Allah, help Hassan that he must say and utter and recite such poetry. It will be greater and more impact it will have against the enemy than the tip of the sword also. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find this ahadith. See, brothers, Hassan said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy. Hassan is even happy. I want to praise you. Give me ijazat, give me permission. The Master alayhi salam gives permission. So Hassan is there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present. Sahaba are listening and just eager to listen. What is Hassan going to say? وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. He says, Hassan radiallahu anhu, no eye has ever seen a more handsome personality than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. No woman has ever given birth to more handsome a personality than you, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ahsana minka lam taraqat ayni wa ajmala minka lam talid nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi. You are created free and from every defect and every flaw, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ أَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though as you created your own structure, your own personality, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so pleased. Allah himself speaks of this in the Quran, but the Ummah doesn't read Quran. Open Surah 53. The enemies used to say, Allah forbid, نقل كفر كفر نباشد, نقل الكفر ليس بكافرين. I am telling you what the non-Muslims used to say, Allah forbid. They said something is wrong with Allah forbid, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intellect and intelligence. That is imagining, hallucinating. Allah jalla wala took a qasam and said, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. The star can fall, but Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not fall. We'll elevate the rank and status of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we elevated your name, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. There's absolutely nothing wrong with your intelligence and intellect. You were, you are the most intelligent in the entire universe and creation. The enemy said there's something wrong with the tongue mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِهِ يُوحَىٰ. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak of his own desires. It is wahi and revelation that is uttered by the mubarak tongue of my master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The enemies would say something is wrong with the eyes that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is imagining. Nay, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. The eyes would not deviate of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said something is wrong with the heart mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, nay, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sight perfect, insight even perfect. Amen. Allah praising the master, then head to toe, the greatest, the most beloved, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And your character is so sublime and exalted, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how Allah praises Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go to the children, my brothers, you my children, my daughters. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, and enters Madina Munawwara. In Madina Munawwara, they are the children of the Najjar tribe, the carpenter's tribe. Najjar means carpenter. And they want to welcome Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Thani Asnain, Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. First day, they go back disappointed, nothing. Second day, they go back disappointed. Third day, lo and behold, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq, I'm making the grand entry there with Masjid al-Quba side. Now how the children are going to welcome? They want to display their love. First time they're seeing Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do they say? Learn the Arabic language. Teach our flowers Arabic, brothers. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya Habbada Muhammadun Jari. Today Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor and we are elated and excited. Imagine the children. So the men were showing their love. The women were showing their love. The children were showing their love. O people of Africa, O people of South Africa, see the African lady, her love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was her name? Her name was Baraka. What was the agnomen, her kunya, Umm Ayman? Who is she? Umm Ayman, open Sahih Muslim. The demise of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place. She's weeping, sobbing, crying. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, go and visit her. And they say, Ya Umm Ayman, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is gone to a better place. Why are you crying so much? She's weeping. Say Shaykhain, say Abu Bakr, say Umar also started weeping. She said, I'm not crying only because of the Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaving this world. I'm crying for that and another reason. What? Inna al-wahya qad inqata'a. Whilst Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was physically here on this earth, there was a link and a nexus and connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth through wahi and revelation. Now wahi has stopped. Quran has finished. And now I cry. The message of the messenger is also gone. And the messenger also passed away. See, my brothers, which one of us thinks that is? The African lead lady teaching the Africans and the Ummah a lesson. What is Ishq? You want to speak of human beings? I gave you example of man, woman and children. You want to speak of other creation? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. So leaning against the date tree and delivering the khutbah. And lo and behold, the Ansar said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will build for you a awad. There's some wood we will take and make a pulpit and mimbar. So lo and behold, the mimbar, the pulpit was prepared. And then the next Friday came, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went towards the mimbar and the tree, the trunk of the tree started weeping, crying. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah, the sage of the age, says, O Ummah, do we not take lesson? The tree loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, but we do not show our love for Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Master alayhi salam was placing his Mubarak hand, then it was, it stopped crying, ceased crying. And if you go to Madinah Munawwara even today, and you know Arabic, and you know the Ustuwana, you know the different pillars, that pillar is called Ustuwana Hannana. That is the pillar that was weeping, sobbing and crying. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Uhud. The big mountain, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Jabalu Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. The mountain that loves us, loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, and we love it. So the mountain love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tree love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the creation love Nabi alayhi salam. But the ummah today remember that we have not instilled this in our children, in our grandchildren and students. Hubba nabiyyikum, teach your children the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein are very young. When the Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place, they were 7 and 8 years old respectively. But when you study ahadith, they memorized 13 ahadith for Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu and 8 ahadith for Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. How many of our children know ahadith, brothers? Be honest about it. So we need to build that connection. So one advice, حُبَّ نَبِيِّكُمْ, instill in your children the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second advice, وَحُبَّ آلِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَحُبَّ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ, that teach them the love. Tell me, how many children Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had? How many grandchildren Nabi alayhi salatu salam had? How many uncles he had? How many aunties he had? How many of us know, be honest? You see, brothers, it cannot be lip service. We need to show the true love. We study cricket, soccer, we know everything. How many centuries, how many wickets, how many goals, how many own goals also. Everything we know. But how come the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam we don't know? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable father, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's children, the son of Nabi alayhi salam Qasim. Where is Qasim buried? The Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's kunya agnoman was Abul Qasim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you go to Makkah Mukarrama, when we were there now, Umrah time, Hajj time, I took the brothers, I said, see, this is the Qabr Mubarak of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. And in there you will find a small square, Qasim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved son of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is buried there where Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha is buried. Imagine. So mother and son are buried basically in the same place. Then you take Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other son Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, third son. The third son is from Sayyidah Maria Qibtiyya Ibrahim. He was only 18 months old. They brought him to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa'inahu tazrifan. The Mubarak tears of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rolling. Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu said, wa anta ya Rasulullah, you're crying? What did the Master alayhi salam set the precedent for humanity and posterity? Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, that with your separation, we are very, very sad. We don't cry because of death only. We cry because I can no more hold you. I no more embrace you. I can't walk with you. Therefore, we cry in Islam. Imagine the teaching of Islam. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, learn all this. When the Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, Usman bin Maz'un was the first person to pass away. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bury him there. And the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed him for Usman bin Maz'un, bayna aynay, on his forehead. When his son Ibrahim passed away, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, take Ibrahim, my beloved son, and bury him in the same grave of Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu. So my brothers, learn about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sons, daughters, Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyidina Zainab? The beloved daughter, the eldest daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go read about her. Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha. The lady who made the hijrah, the first hijrah in Islam, not to Madinah Munawwara, the first hijrah in Islam in Africa, from Makkah Mukarramah in the fifth year of the mission, when Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 45 years old, they left Makkah Mukarramah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved daughter, Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha, what an honorable husband, Sayyidina Usman, made hijrah to Habasha, to Africa. Ethiopia. How many of us we know only? The Master alayhi salatu wasalam, beloved daughter, visited Africa, Habasha. And then we find that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam, other daughter, Sayyidah Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. Therefore, no person in the world will ever have this distinction. Distinction goes to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu only, that he is the personality who married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. First Sayyidah Ruqayya radiallahu anha, after her demise, then Sayyidah Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. So these are the family members of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. What can we say of Sayyidah Fatima? Wa Fatima tu Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She is the queen of the ladies of Jannah. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come, she would stand up and take the hand of her father, Mubarak hand, and kiss the hand. The Master alayhi salatu salam would take her hand and kiss her hand. You kiss your daughter's hand? How many of you kiss your daughter's hand? We'll kiss the secretary's hand. Aye, hatobo haru lage. You children, you kiss your father's hand? You kiss your mother's hand? Go tonight before Ashura, tomorrow night is Ashura. Go to your parents, kiss their hand, and just say one word. Oh, Abi, I love you. Oh, Ummi, I love you. Just tell them that and see the tears rolling down. The du'as you will get. The irreplaceable. That is our Islam. That is not Islam. That we take our father, mother and dump them in the old age home? That is not Islam, that we have one day, Father's Day and Mother's Day. We look at our father with love one time, had sawab. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we look at our father 70 times. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akthar. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. Unlimited, Allah will reward you more and more. 70 hajj per day. Hadith in Mishkat. Your mother, al-jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat. That is what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Hubba nabiyikum, love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa hubba ahli al-bayt. We must love Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. We must love Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We must love the mother of Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Her weeping, her crying. How she cried. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in Rabiul Awwal. She passed away that same year in Ramadan. وَمَا ضَحِكَتْ قَتُّ In that 6 months, she never smiled. She was heartbroken. My beloved father left this world. What did she say? She said, وَإِلَىٰ جِبْرَئِيلَ نَنْعَىٰ Oh, Jibreel, alayhi salam, we announce to you, my father has left this world. أَجَابَ رَبَّنَا أَجَابَ دَعْدَاءَ الرَّبَّ He answered the call of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَنْ جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ مَعَوَاهُ And he's gone to Jannatul Firdaus. Open Bukhari Sharif, you will find. So imagine this was in Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So learn everything. She was 15 years old in 5 months when she married in Ramadan Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. And these are the beloved children. Go on, my brothers. Then we see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 3 things. Love me, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love my family and love tilawatil Quran. Love reciting the Quran Sharif. How many of us really? We were in Arafat now. There's some brothers here, Hafiz Muhsin Randeri is here, others are here. They were with us in Hajj. When I delivered my discourses, lectures, their first lecture, I tell them, make intention of 6-day Hajj, not 5-day. We want to imitate, emulate Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam performed 6-day Hajj, not 5-day. Second thing, make 50 times tawaf around the Baytullah. That is the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummu. You go around the Baytullah, 50 tawaf, one tawaf is 7 circuits, 7 round, so 350 times you go round, you come out from your vices and sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you, hadith in Tirmidhi. The non-Muslims ask, you Muslims, you'll go round and round, you're a little bit crazy or what? We say we the most sober people on this earth. Then why we go round and round? Because when your clothes are dirty, our clothes are dirty, then we take it and place it in the washing machine. And it goes round and round and comes out pure and clean. The Muslim go round and round, then we come out pure and cleansed from our sins. You see, brother? Everything you must explain. So remember this, then we tell them, everyone must make Khatmul Quran. And the last 10 surahs, that you must make Khatmul Quran there in Maidan-e-Arafat. Maidan-e-Arafat, we in 1441 now, Muharram, 1440, till Zuhr time, it was maybe 45 degrees, even maybe more, hot. And mashallah, we making dua, everybody read Salat, now busy with Quran last, now people start making. And then the thunder, then the lightning, then the rain. For 2 hours the rain came in Arafat. Subhanallah. We soaked and drenched in the mercy of Almighty Allah. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ O Allah, that you include us in your special, special mercy. That is Allah. So my brothers, tilawatil Quran. Let me give you one incident. And then that will inshallah inspire you. I told you a little bit about how to love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to love the tilawat of Quran. Did we read Quran Sharif today? After Ramadan till now, how much did we read? Every day read Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would take the Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Umar, he would take the Quran Sharif and say, kiss the Quran and say, Hada dustur Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. If you read about the pious predecessors, you will read about Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Maybe you heard his name. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah sees a dream that he's going to the church. One night, two nights, three nights. He says, this dream means something. Lo and behold, Sunday comes, he goes in the church, camouflage himself, everything, he's a back, you know. Right at the priest come, pastor come, whoever, father came, he's sitting, they told him, bye, everybody waiting, they speak. He say, today I cannot commence with my sermon, there's a Muslim here in the congregation. He also maybe saw something. So he said, who's the Muslim? So I said, Bayazid came. Muslim? He said, yes. So please first serve, not last serve. Come in front. So he came. Then he came, he said, I'm going to ask you questions. Only one proviso, all the answers must be from Quran Sharif only, not from Hidar, Udar, Udar, Day. From Quran Sharif. Awliyaullah, they don't put their trust on their knowledge, they put their trust in Almighty Allah. Said, fine. The people, we are Muslims, Alhamdulillah. The people in the church, Christians. They all witnessing this. So now the exchange. Listen. He, the father, the priest says, who is one and not two? So Hazrat Bayazid responds, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? So he says, نُون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. The pen which Almighty Allah created and told the pen, you write everyone's destiny. And وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Almighty Allah, which is larger, greater than the heavens and earth and everything, Allah alone knows. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Then the arsh of Rahman, the throne of Almighty Allah. So one is the arsh, one is the kursi, and one is the qalam. What is four and not five? He read all the ayats. He said, Torah, Zabur, Injil, and Quran Sharif. He said, what is five and not six? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. Then read your five daily salats on the appointed time. What is six and not seven? The people are silent. Then what is six and not seven? Hazrat Bayazid. In Urdu you say, in Arabic you say murtajilan. In Urdu you say barjasta. In English you say spontaneously. Spontaneously is answering as though the paper leaked. You know, in South Africa, a lot of things leak, you know. And the money also leaks, you understand? It goes away. Yeah, and there. You know how things go on. So Hazrat Bayazid say, you ask what is six and not seven? We tell you. Almighty Allah states, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. We created the heavens, the earth, the entire creation in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. And no fatigue and no tiredness reached us. So what is seven and not eight? He said, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ. Allah created seven skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. On the day of justice, eight big malaika, farishtas, will carry the arsh and the throne of Rahman. What is nine and not ten? It's not Mirbank. Mirbank is good people. You understand? Everybody say, Aki, come my house, my house, my house. You understand? So we're going to go quickly. We have to go for janazah today, brother. So, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهَطِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Quran Sharif say, there was a town, there were nine people there, all troublemakers, mischief makers. They were prepared to defy the messengers and lot of things. So, ten, what is ten and not 11? تِلْكَ أَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. That what is 10 and not 11. We go for Hajj, then you must slaughter the Hadi. You must slaughter the Dame Shukr. But some people, they do so much shopping, money finished. People go and their Hajj money gets stolen. So they have to keep 10 fast. Quran says how many fasts? 10 fasts. Tilka ashratun kamila. He explained. What is 11 and not 12? He says Surah Yusuf. He says Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam looked at the sky, told his father, Inni ra'aytu ashara ahada ashara kawkaba wa shamsa wal qamar. I saw 11 stars, my brothers. And I saw wa shamsa wal qamar. I saw the moon, the star, the sun and the moon. So there's 11 stars. What is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36, Yom Muharram. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Mina arbatun hurum. The Islamic calendar comprises 12 lunar months and 4 are sacred months. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab. Subhanallah. The audience are silent. He, the priest, said, not ordinary priest this, that the priest said that your answers are correct. He even knew the answers. He said, Muslim, I'm going to ask you 2 more questions. But again, remember the proviso. The answers must be from Quran Sharif, not either Uda, not from here. He said, fine. Question number 13. Who was that person who was buried in the grave and the grave was moving around and then lo and behold, he came out alive from the grave? Subhanallah. Whew. So you say, very easy. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ The fish swallowed him. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And the qabr was moving everywhere. The fish was moving everywhere. And then after 3 days or 40 days, some ulama say, Lisa, the fish, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ The fish then threw him out. Why? In the belly of the fish, he was reading, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Whenever you feel down and out, whenever you have sickness problem, read abundantly Surah 21 verse 87. Allah Jalla wala gave us great tidings. Not only for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, for all of us. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And we will rescue you also believe. What is the last question? Subhanallah. He, the priest, say, my final question is this. Which strip of land is there? The sun was shining there for a time, and never before that did the sun shine there, never did the sun shine there after that. If somebody has to ask us that question, our wuzu will break. What you think? Huh? So you must remember that he said, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahimah, he said, you see the Quran Kareem states that these people, the Pharaoh and all of them, they're going to have big party, wine, dine and swine, and they're going to get all, you know, maskalan, they're going to get all mixed up and all this type of thing, but they're musty and all that. So, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي So you take, you must remember, my servants out of bondage and out of slavery at night. But remember Nabi Musa alayhi salam, muttaba'un. You will be pursued, they will follow you. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, take the people. And then, ishraq at time, the sun is rising. The sea is there. Musa alayhi salam is there. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was dark in complexion. 136 times his name is mentioned in Quran. And his people behind, and behind them is the Pharaoh and his army. Inna la mudrakun. We call to Musa alayhi salam. Nay, kalla, no. So Allah said, strike the ocean. He struck. So 12 parts. So they all crossed. The ocean became land and sand and the sun is shining. You got it? And then when they crossed, then the water met, and the Pharaoh and his cronies all became history. So that is miracle. So Hazrat Bayezid said, answer? He said, all correct. He said, I beg your indulgence, you asked me 14 questions. Do I have permission to ask one question? He said, go. Ma miftahul Jannah. What is the key to Jannah and paradise? He asked him. So the Pope, that priest, like how when we ask on the radio, Mr. Pope, Read the Bible for us in the original language by memory. One person, we will show you a million of Quran. So the answer comes, there's no hope for the Pope. You see? So you must remember this, that he said, who said? So yeah, the priest, silent. The people amazed, astonished. They say, this person asked 14 questions, he answered. He asked one and our chief cannot answer. So he answered, he said, priest, can I give the answer? He said, yes. So he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The whole church started reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That is what we have to do. Take the mission of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all. You are in Durban, you got the ocean right here in front of you. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. Don't look at the bubble. The bubble is a sign of falsehood. We saw apartheid dismantled in front of our eyes. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Become the water of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And take Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's message, Ahle Bayt's message, and Hazrat Bayezid Bustami's message, Hazrat Pirani Pir Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani's message, and take it to the whole world, and say, we will illuminate the world with the message of Islam. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. We make dua for the marhum, for the janazah, and all our Muslims throughout the world who are suffering in Kashmir, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and Palestine, Yemen, and Syria. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود يا غفور يا ودود. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.